1320 AM and W248 DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The Biden administration is being praised for getting WNBA star Brittany Griner out of Russia, but criticized for not getting Marine veteran Paul Whelan out. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke with CBS's Margaret Brennan about the choice.
We got to the point where it was clear that there was an opportunity to bring Brittany back. The choice wasn't between getting one American or the other back. It was the choice before us was one or none.
Paul Whelan's brother David Whelan says the family's disappointed but supports the deal that got Griner home.
I think we all realize that the math is not going to work out for Paul to come home anytime soon unless the U.S. government is able to find concessions.
Brittany Griner's wife, Sherelle, said the couple want Whelan released.
BG and I will remain committed to the work of getting every American home, including Paul, whose family is in our hearts today.
Now to the latest on the delivery driver accused in the death of a young girl in Texas.
The 31-year-old FedEx driver accused of abducting and killing a 7-year-old girl in North Texas last week told police that he strangled her after accidentally hitting her with his van while making a delivery at her home. That's according to an arrest warrant. Tanner Lynn Horner told investigators Athena Strand was not seriously hurt, but he panicked and put her in his van where she was killed.
CBS's Jim Crisula. Almost 66 years after the battered body of a boy was found stuffed inside a cardboard box, police in Philadelphia say they've identified him using new DNA testing. They say he was 4-year-old Joseph Augustus Zarelli. But KYW reporter Joe Holden says police still don't know who killed him.
While one mystery is solved, more questions pushed to the front of this active homicide investigation.
This announcement only closes one chapter in this little boy's story while opening up a new one. This is still an active homicide investigation.
Police tell me they now expect an avalanche of tips that the name Joseph Zarelli has been made public.
Police say both of Joseph's parents are dead, but some of his siblings are still alive. The host of The Daily Show, Trevor Noah, has ended his 7-year-long run.
I'll tell you now, do yourself a favor. You truly want to know what to do or how to do it, or maybe the best way or the most equitable way? Talk to black women. They're a lot of the reason that I'm here.
The Daily Show airs on the Comedy Central channel, which is owned by the parent company of CBS News. Federal prosecutors have asked a judge to hold former President Trump's lawyers in contempt. The Washington Post says prosecutors believe the lawyers haven't complied with a subpoena to return all classified documents the former president may be holding. The Post says a hearing on the contempt request is scheduled for today. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week, I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple, yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast today with snow likely. High temperatures reach up to 33. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, lows around 26, cloudy. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow, 34, cloudy skies expected. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is veteran American war correspondent Phil Itner. He is in Kyiv, Ukraine. Phil Itner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R is his Twitter handle if you want to correspond with him. And in fact, that's how we hooked up with Phil first, was on Twitter. And Phil, hey, welcome back to the program. Give us an update. What's going on there?
Boy, Tom, that's a pretty big umbrella there. Lots of has been happening here. Of course, in my mind, the big thing was what happened on Monday, which was the expected missile leaks. And the Ukrainian start to run to have Russian military on its back foot, attacks, which we'd all kind of been anticipating. And then when the attacks eventually did happen, there were missiles that were shot down because the Ukrainian air defense was able to the country. So Monday was a big day. Today, of course, it's advantageous. So I guess we're speaking because, of course, we have Brittany Griner being released. It's not specifically Ukrainian news, but anything that kind of affects the Russian sphere we're talking about. I was a CBS radio group in Moscow in the 90s, and I very clearly remember the pursuit for the boot. The arms dealer that Kreider paid for. So I have some insight there. But we continue to suffer through a harsh winter. Colder. Today, in the last day or two, there was kind of a fog blanket that didn't keep the temperature from dropping too low to below freezing. But it is winter is here. It is setting in.
We're talking with veteran war correspondent Phil Itner in Kyiv, Ukraine. And Phil, what is the situation with getting things repaired there? I wrote an op-ed piece yesterday arguing that we need another Berlin airlift, that America and allied countries need to start airdropping. I don't know how many of the trains in Ukraine are electric, but you know, when you got no electricity, you got nothing. That we need to start dropping generators and fuel and all kinds of stuff into Ukraine. What is the situation with recovering electricity on the backside of these Russian attacks?
Well, I think that there's a lot that's happening in relation to protecting the electrical grid, and I think that preemptive strike that happened on Monday was in no short order part of trying to protect the electrical grid, because by striking at the bombers that were on the airfields inside Russia, they were then unable to come and take part in this wave of attacks that were clearly targeted at the electrical grid. So the Ukrainians are being as proactive in trying to protect their infrastructure as they are, preparing for when the grid disruptions are. Ukrainians know that the target number one for the Russians is the electrical grid and the infrastructure here. So they are putting everything in order to as soon as something gets hit, to try and get it back online as quickly as possible. But Tom, I think you're absolutely correct. I think that there needs to be a really hard press to try and provide alternatives for Ukrainians, whether that's generators or these large cells that can be put on the back of trucks and brought in. It's interesting you mentioned the railway system. Yes, a huge percentage of the railway system is electric here, but they're already preparing to, if they have to, bring out old different styles of rails, railway system. I've even heard stories of them retrofitting steam engines to put on the railway system if necessary to do. The Ukrainians are not sitting idly by to attack the grid. They are making preparations to do alternatives or to quickly restore whatever gets damaged.
Now,
having said that, obviously everybody is taking their own personal responsibility. I have a supply of water. I have a supply of warm clothing. Things that if it really gets bad, I can even burn a little Bunsen stove, basically. We don't use electricity if we don't have to keep scrap. But walking down the streets of Kiev today, you will hear every a generator going because that's how we live. So international aid in people alive and sustaining us through this winter is going to be essential. But the Ukrainians themselves have agency, and they are doing everything that they possibly can to prepare and make it through this winter. Because while they're tired, while nobody loves the environment, everybody does accept that the Russians is an unacceptable alternative.
Yeah, I totally get it. Phil, your phone is just breaking up really badly, and it's got to be a real challenge to our listeners right now. So, hopefully next week, by the time that comes around, we can get the audio working better. One last question for you, though. The United States has been very reluctant, and Western allies as well, to provide Ukraine with any long-range weaponry that could reach into Russia, on the fear that they might use it. Now Ukraine has used old Soviet weaponry to reach into Russia and attack, as you mentioned, that air base where the bombers were coming out of to fire the missiles that were taking out the electrical grid. What's your sense of how this might escalate? That Ukraine is going to, I mean, was that kind of a one-off? Was that, a last-ditch desperate effort? Or does Ukraine have the ability, to the best of your knowledge, to increasingly reach into Russia and punish them for their attacks on Ukraine?
So I don't think we'll see an increase, but I do think that we will see a sustained effort for the Ukrainians to make the Russians feel that they are engaged in military contact with Ukrainians, whether it is the naval bombs that hit in Sevastopol a few weeks ago, maybe now 6 weeks ago, or whether it's the most recent attacks by these drones that hit the airfields. I do not see a massive onslaught of ammunition.
The Russians have to get this sense
continually sending stuff.
Yeah, that the
war will make the Russians feel it.
That the war is coming home. Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent in Kyiv, Ukraine, broadcasting live from Kyiv, Ukraine, an American war correspondent. Phil, thanks so much for the yeoman's work you're doing.
Thank you, Tom.
Great talking to you.
Get those bugs worked out. We'll get it better next week.
We will. We definitely will. Thank you very much, Phil Itner. You can find him on Twitter at PHILIPITTNER. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Your thoughts on the war in Ukraine, how, you know, or the Russian war on Ukraine, I suppose. How does it seem to be going from your perspective? You know, back about 4 years ago, Donald Trump, with taking a whole pile of money from big tech and Ajit Pai, the Verizon lawyer who Trump put in charge of the FCC, they changed the laws so that unlike any other developed democracy in the world, uniquely in the United States, your internet service provider can and does record everything you do online. And that's why I use ExpressVPN. In the United States, they can legally sell this information, ad companies, tech giants, or basically anybody who wants to buy it. And they do because of these changes in the law that Donald Trump made happen. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so people can't peep on your online activity. Just fire up the app and click one button. It works on phones, laptops, even routers, so everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Secure your online activity today at expressvpn.com/Tom and get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN free. That's expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at TomHartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. It's coming up on 20 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Harbin program. And it's kind of a slow time of year. It's the holiday season. I love this time of year, and I think it's, you know, just absolutely wonderful. But I also get it that sometimes, you know, a lot of people just kind of want to leave politics behind. So let me just open up the conversation a little bit. We've talked about Ukraine. We've talked about, you know, corporate power in America. We've talked about Brittany Griner. In fact, we just had a call about it. We've talked about Donald Trump's record. If there are other topics that you'd like to discuss as well, I'm just going to open things up for whatever's on your mind today. We'll do an anything goes Thursday, as it were, in addition to Friday. Because I've been, you know, debating, should we do this around the holidays? So we'll see. And lines are open right now. Democrats ramp up the investigations of the Kushner family business dealings. This is something that I've been paying attention to, and I think it's this is in the Washington Post. Michael Cranish writing about this. You will recall Jared Kushner, when his dad got out of jail for ripping people off, and that's what he got out of jail for. I mean, literally, he got out of jail for fraud. When his dad got out of jail, his advice to his son was, you need to do three things, son, if you want to be successful in this world. You need to marry a wealthy woman. A high-profile, you know, an entree into society wealthy woman. You need to buy a newspaper so you can talk about how wonderful you are. And you need to buy a very high-profile, very high-status building in Manhattan. And so Jared Kushner married Ivanka Trump, bought 666 Fifth Avenue and paid $1.8 billion for it when it was really only worth about $1.5 million. And bought the New York Observer, which was an obscure little newspaper in, based in, I believe, Brooklyn, but based in New York City. And, he literally did those three things, you know, all within a relatively short period of time. Well, the problem, you know, marrying Trump worked out well for him. Buying the newspaper didn't hurt him badly. It, you know, the newspaper was struggling, so he got it really cheap. He was still, you know, his principal business at that time was being a slumlord. He ran low-income housing, and there were all these stories that we were seeing in 2015, 2016 about how Jared Kushner's buildings were infested with rats and cockroaches, and he was refusing to maintain them, and the heat didn't always work and all. So basically, the guy was a slumlord. And, you know, but he had married into the Trump family and he'd bought this fancy building. Well, the bill came due for the building. And he had to make a payment, a massive, you know, $1 billion payment or something close to it on this building. And he did not have the money. So, you know, daddy-in-law sent him over to the Middle East where he was making good buddies with Mohammed bin Salman. And the dictator of Saudi Arabia, and who has since given him $2 billion, and but he had this immediate problem that he was going to be bankrupt if he couldn't figure out how to get $1 billion to pay off this building. So Qatar had a sovereign wealth fund, and with billions and billions of dollars in it, and they loaned it out to people. You know, they made investments, and Kushner was trying to say to them, you know, hey, give us $1 billion for our building and it'll be a good investment for you. And they wanted to basically launder it through a company in Canada. Or at least this is how it is being characterized in the media. I have no inside information on any of this. I'm telling you things that I've just, you know, read in the media reports. And Qatar said, no, we're not going to give you the money. So all of a sudden, Saudi Arabia is blockading Qatar. Qatar's a little peninsula. It's sort of like, you know, Florida hanging off the United States. It's a little peninsula that sticks out into the Arabian Sea, that into the Gulf there, that attaches itself to the peninsula that is part of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. And so the Saudis and the Emiratis blockaded them. Said, you know, you're not going to get food, you're not going to get clothing, you're not going to get goods, you're not going to get nothing. And there was no
that I recall, no, unless you do this. But I think what was implicit was, well, we don't know what was implicit, but by coincidence, as soon as this Canadian investment firm that's backstopped by the Qatari sovereign wealth fund, as soon as they handed Jared Kushner $1 billion, suddenly the Saudis and the Emiratis were like, okay, no more embargo, no more blockade, you guys can become part of the family again. And Jared was saved. He was rescued. Well, Ron Wyden and Carolyn Maloney, Ron Wyden, the Democratic senator from Oregon, Carolyn Maloney, the Democratic congresswoman from New York State, who are respectively the chairs of the Senate Finance Committee and the House Oversight Committee, want to know what the hell is up with this. You know, we're going to hear all about Hunter Biden's laptop, but what Hunter Biden was doing, trading on his dad's name, was, you know, basically, you know, hey, I'll take a seat on your board and you can pay me a lot of money and I'll just sit there and you can use my name, which is, you know, tasteless, but not illegal. That's not even close to what this you know, scam, apparently, and then 2 months later, Qatar's leader visited the White House and Trump officials called for an end to the blockade, and it evaporated right after Charles Kushner's discussion with Brookfield was the name of the company in Chicago. So, and then, of course, after all that, after the day after the Trump administration, literally the day after the Trump administration ended, Jared Kushner started his investment company and shortly thereafter obtained a $2 billion, obtained $2 billion from the Saudis. So the Washington Post is on it. There are, but more importantly, Congress, Wyden and Maloney are on it. Now, I'm sure Maloney's investigation in the House of Representatives will be shut down by the Republicans. They want to talk about Hunter Biden's laptop. They don't want to talk about Jared Kushner literally manipulating foreign governments to give him billions of dollars personally. They don't want to talk about that. But the question in my mind is whether Ron Wyden will be able to get the Senate Finance Committee to seriously look into this. And I would encourage you to call your senators and say, hey, you know, particularly if they happen to be on the Senate Finance Committee, and I'm sorry I don't have a list of senators there. I'll try to come up with one during the break. And let them know that you would like to know what was the deal with Jared Kushner and Qatar and Saudi Arabia. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives, these are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the Civil Engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there, the Spice Girls? Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this civic media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
No word in the English language is less convincing
then probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Good chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast today with snow likely. High temperatures reach up to 33. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight, lows around 26, cloudy. Chance for mixed precipitation tomorrow, 34, cloudy skies expected. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 26.
The rocket and watch it soar. Clean the oceans and make the world a better place.
Learn more at She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. I mentioned the United States Senate Committee on Finance, the Finance Committee. Chair Ron Wyden, Democratic Senator from Oregon, And Wyden is wanting to look into Jared Kushner's basically manipulating U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East in exchange for $1 billion to pay off his building. And I mentioned that you may want to call your senators and tell them that you'd like to know what's going on with this. The phone number for the United States Senate, and this will get you right to the switchboard, and then you can just ask for whatever senator you want. That phone number is 202-225-3121, and I'll repeat that in a moment. But here's a list of the senators. This is from the website for the Finance Committee. The chairman is Ron Wyden. The ranking member is Mike Crapo. The Democrats on the committee are Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, Maria Cantwell of Washington, Robert Menendez of New Jersey, Thomas Carper of Delaware, Benjamin Cardin of Maryland, Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Michael Bennett of Colorado, Bob Casey of Pennsylvania, Mark Warner of Virginia, Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island, Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire, Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada, and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. The Republicans on the committee, and I would, you know, if I was represented by a Republican, I would call the Republicans too. As I mentioned, Mike Crapo, as he's the number two on the committee, and then you've got Chuck Grassley of Iowa, John Cornyn of Texas, John Thune of South Dakota, Richard Burr of North Carolina, Rob Portman of Ohio, Patrick Toomey of Pennsylvania, Tim Scott of South Carolina, Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, James Langford of Oklahoma, Steve Daines of Montana, Todd Young of Indiana, Ben Sass of Nebraska, and John Barrasso of Wyoming. And once again, the phone number is 202-225-3121 if you want to make your thoughts, your opinions on this known to the committee. So, picking up your phone calls, Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Since you opened it up, I'd like to really open it up and go 66 years into the future. That'll be the year 2088. And I think we really need to lay out an optimistic case for the technological challenge that lays ahead of all of mankind, and that's removing carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. Because it's going to, all the hydrocarbons that are developed are going to get burnt. I think we need to be adults and say that. So the real challenge is getting the carbon dioxide out of the air. And just as an analogy, think about this. The Wright brothers flew the very first airplane in 1903. In 1969, we put Neil Armstrong and Buzz on the moon in 66 years. And I think we need a similar technological achievement. We have to do it because we got to be realistic, and people are who they are. And the wealthy have their interests, and the oil is going to get burnt. We have to accept that, and we got to think about how we're going to handle that, and that's the challenge of our day. And right now, these next couple of years, nothing's going to happen in politics because it's all divided up, going into presidential election. Nothing real is going to happen. So now is the time for the Democratic Party to start laying out the case for 2088. And look at their grandchildren. I mean, you and I aren't going to be there. But people we know, grandchildren, nieces and nephews, are going to be there. Mm-hmm. So we need to start talking about that. But it's a two-step process. I think the Democrats get off on the wrong track when they start yelling about stopping burning fossil fuel.
We do have to stop burning it, Brian. First of all, there is... If we burn all the known reserves of fossil fuel in the world, we will push beyond four degrees Celsius. That will be beyond catastrophic. So we've got to stop burning what we, and that's just known reserves. I mean, you know, we're constantly discovering new reserves. So, you know, we've got to get that under control. But I agree with you. We've got to figure out how to get carbon out of the atmosphere, and there are some good technologies for that. But I also agree with you that, you know, if we can go from the Wright brothers to putting a man on the moon in 66 years, you know, we should be able to figure out how to get carbon out of the atmosphere. The other problem are these perfluorates, these chemicals that are in some cases 60, 80, 100 times more heat trapping than carbon dioxide, that have a half-life of 50,000 years in the atmosphere, whereas methane's half-life is 20 years. And don't, you know, for all practical purposes, don't break down. and we're producing massive quantities of these things all around the world. And, you know, we've got to stop doing that, too. So, I mean, there's a bunch of issues.
I agree with you on everything you said. But like I was going to say, I worked my entire life in construction. You think of the greenest projects you'd want to build in this country, thousands of miles of high-speed rail, photovoltaic farm, everything you can think of, a smart grid. It takes thousands and thousands of gallons of diesel fuel to make that happen.
At this point.
And we don't have anything. We don't. You're right. Exactly. So we don't have anything else to use. If you say, no, wait till we have, you know, electric bulldozers, you know, all you're doing is slowing everything down and making it more expensive. And then just to go back to my 66-year point, think what mankind did in those same 66 years. They were horrendous. World War One, the Russian Revolution, the Spanish Revolution, World War II, the Korean War, the Chinese Revolution, the Vietnam War, the Cold War with the Soviets. All of that occurred in that same time period. And we don't have to do that. We don't have to stumble into all those idiotic, stupid wars.
Yeah, but we probably will, Brian.
Lives.
I mean, this is human nature.
Well, how do we stop doing that? How do we stop doing that?
That's a whole other issue. Although, you know, there's you know, the comment that Reagan made to Gorbachev, if we were being invaded by Martians, the whole world would come together. And, you know, if we, when the world begins to recognize, as mostly we're seeing, you know, low-lying countries, you know, the island nations and Pakistan and Bangladesh, Bangladesh in particular, when the rest of the world realizes that this climate emergency is an emergency and it's going to get a hell of a lot worse, a whole lot quicker than anybody thought, then that becomes the Martians. That becomes the thing that we all challenge against. But, Brian, I think you made some great points, and I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for that. David in New Windsor, Maryland. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Yesterday and today, there's been a thing on the internet that says the Ethics Committee is investigating AOC. Now, I don't know if that's true or
I saw that story this morning, but I don't know what they're investigating her for. Do you?
Yeah. No, that's what I was hoping you'd be able to tell me because it just doesn't make sense. I mean, I love AOC. I think she's great, and I can't imagine intentionally doing anything that would be wrong. I don't know why they'd be investigating.
Well, I'm guessing some Republican filed a complaint and they've got to do the song and dance to say, yes, we looked into this and you know, there's nothing here. Forgive me, David, I caught the headline this morning. I didn't drill down into it. I didn't think it was going to be part of the show today. But I'll see what I can find out.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And just to let you know, I just got gas here in Maryland. It's down to $3.09 a gallon, and we probably won't hear any about that on the Main Street media, but, you know, they complain about gas prices when Biden was taken over, but, you know, we won't hear anything.
Look at what happened to the gas prices in the 3 months leading up to the election. This is, in my mind, proof positive that the CEOs of the fossil fuel industry, who hate Democrats and hate Biden, wanted to bring down the Democratic Party, and so they jacked up the price of gasoline. And, you know, I'm expecting that they'll do the same thing in 2 years of 2024. David, thanks, and thanks for the observation there. Calvin in Bullhead City, Arizona. Hey, Calvin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, you were just talking about gas prices. When I was in Wisconsin, man, that was just before the election. They went up to $5 a gallon. As soon as the election was over, it dropped back down to $3.
Yeah.
But I was a little disturbed about Arizona. I looked at them yesterday, and I was disturbed. I saw you could donate to the school, the charter school, up to $200 dollar for dollar, come off your state tax, and I think that's totally wrong.
Whoa! So they're really pushing the destruction of public education in Arizona. They want to
exactly.
be the Doug Ducey wants to be the test state for the country. No more public schools. That's amazing. I know that, you know, he's you're also the first state that where everybody in the state has access to a private school voucher, right?
Yes, they have that too.
Yeah, incredible. Calvin, thanks. Thanks for that. Thanks for sharing the story with us and the information. Karen in Tecumseh, Michigan. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind today?
Trying to get you off speaker. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Karen.
Well, I'm going to try to be brief. This is a very aggravating situation for me. I heard about New York City and how they're going to start detaining people who are homeless, experiencing houselessness, and stick them in a psych ward to find out what's wrong with their heads. Some crazy stuff like that. And I can say crazy because I am. But anyhow, I used to work with the houseless. They don't have much stuff. But if once they get pulled off the street like that, whatever stuff they have is gone.
Mm-hmm.
So all of their property will disappear because who's going to keep track of their stuff that looks like garbage? Someone will throw it in the garbage. And that's all violating them.
Yeah.
So it's extra trauma. So, and the thing is, if you didn't have mental health issues in the first place, if you end up on the street, you'll get them.
Yeah.
Because it's a horrendous way to live.
Oh, it can break you. Yeah.
So this whole thing about only the mentally ill live on the street, you know?
Well, I don't think anybody's saying only the mentally ill live on the street. And the problem that Alvin Bragg is faced with, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on what the solution is. There was a great op-ed in the New York Times that I read last night by a guy who was homeless in his 20s. He's now a mm-hmm. lieutenant with the fire department. He's an EMS driver, and a first responder. And he does mostly work with the homeless. And he was saying that on the one hand, there is a substantial portion of the homeless population. In fact, he said it's worse than he's seen in 20 years. In New York City, whether it's people who are mentally ill, whether it's people who were broken by the pandemic or what. I mean, you know, nobody knows, or that our healthcare system has been failing them or has been just so swamped with COVID that, you know, nobody knows exactly why this is. But there's an explosion mm-hmm. of violently mentally ill and self-destructively mentally ill people on the streets in New York City right now, and winter is upon us. So this is the crisis.
Right.
But then he says that Mayor Adams, who is the former chief of police, Mayor Adams' suggestion that the police should be gathering these people up, or EMS drivers for that matter, should be gathering these people up and taking them, and by these people I'm talking specifically about the mentally ill homeless, and taking them to facilities where there is mental health treatment. He mm-hmm. says that the problem with that is the minute that they realize that you're going to basically snatch them off the street and they're not coming back, they're going to be stuck in a building someplace, for people who are suffering in particular from paranoid schizophrenia, where they're afraid to go inside any building, it's going to put the EMS drivers and it's going to put the police in a situation where people are going to start fighting against them. And you're going to mm-hmm. have injuries, and you're going to have, you know, really, really bad situations. And he didn't, you know, he said his solution was we need to radically strengthen our healthcare system in New York City specifically, is what he was talking about. Particularly with mental health facilities, going to people where they are and helping them out however they can. I know that there are cities doing this. One of my kids is, you know, works in this field here in Portland, works specifically with mentally ill homeless people. And mm-hmm. although she works with the physical end of it, she also works with addiction and people who are addicted. But it seems like that's the beginning point, is expanding those kind of programs. Does that make sense to you, Karen?
Oh, yeah, that's what we used to do. I worked at Oakhurst in Oakland County, and we'd go around and help people on the street.
Yep, there you go. There you go. Karen, thank you for the call. It's a large and complex problem, and it's made far, far worse by the fact that rent right now is so high. A lot of people are houseless simply because they can't afford a house or an apartment or even a room.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Yeah, and a lot of places that have rent control, they're, you know, they allow annual increases, and right after the first of the year, you're going to see even more of, you know, raising of the rent. What gifts are you getting this year for the wine lovers and entertaining mavens in your life? For this holiday season, why not go to wineenthusiast.com for unique, quality wine gifts and accessories for everyone, naughty or nice, on your list. Most people know Wine Enthusiast from their monthly magazine and wine ratings, but for more than 40 years, Wine Enthusiast has also been the premier destination for fine wine lifestyle products, offering the largest selection of wine storage, accessories, glassware, furniture, and personalized gifts galore. You want it? They have it. Wine Enthusiast designs and offers the largest selection of wine storage for every drinker, every budget, and every collection, from 6 to 600 bottles. Visit wineenthusiast.com or text CHEERS to 73784. That's CHEERS to 73784. Shop the best prices of the holiday season on wine gifts everyone will love at wineenthusiast.com. From premium wine storage and dazzling decanters to personalized cheese boards and outdoor axe throwing sets. Bring wine to life with Wine Enthusiast. Message and data rates may apply.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a nonprofit station, please contribute to them. Help keep them on the air. If you're listening to us on a for-profit station that carries commercials, please call the sponsors and let them know that you're listening. This is really important stuff to keep Progressive Radio on the air all across the United States. And thank you again for listening. 53 minutes past the hour. Appears that the reason Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez got referred to the Ethics Committee is because she took, remember that dress that said Eat the Rich that she wore to the Met Gala? Apparently somebody gifted that to her, and she's saying, well, I'll take this seriously. Somebody else called and said it was because she said boo to somebody. I don't know. We'll see. But another tempest in a teapot kind of thing, I think, is very much what's going on here. But anyhow, we're picking up your phone calls. David in Woodland Hills, California. Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Wow, that's way worse than anything Trump and Jared ever did.
You're right. It's a crime.
Shocking, if you ask me. You know, I hate to agree with anything that Donald Trump says, but he happens to be right. The legitimate winner of a stolen presidential election should be reinstated, and so Al Gore must be declared the winner of the 2000 election, and all of his judicial appointments must be vacated.
All of the judicial appointments since 2001?
All of W's.
Right.
And that would be eight years, because he wouldn't have been reelected if he hadn't stolen the first election.
Right. Who did W appoint? I don't have the list right off the top of my head.
He appointed a couple of the conservatives that are helping to make the majority.
Yeah.
And the rest of his negative policies should be relitigated too, like Medicare Advantage.
Yeah, he made Roberts Chief Justice, because Roberts, you know, helped run his campaign down there in Florida in 2000.
Yeah, so Roberts would be gone.
And I wonder if he put Alito on.
Biden,
I don't recall.
So Biden should replace Roberts
at the very least. Okay. Well, David,
let me ask you another question, but sure. A call you just had. Do you remember the origins of the anti-vax movement?
Are you talking about the one back in the 1920s, the one in the 1790s?
No.
The most recent. No, I don't.
I can tell you very briefly. It was concerned doctors and scientists and parents that our youngest, most vulnerable people were getting too many vaccinations in too short a time period.
Oh, I know.
When we grew up...
I still agree with that perspective, by the way. Bobby Kennedy used to come on this program, and we would talk about it very rationally. And I'm of the opinion that, with my grandkids, I expressed my opinion. I wasn't listened to, but I expressed my opinion that I think, you know, try to space these shots out a little more. Add a couple of months between the shots. Don't do them all at once. And, you know, you can...
Absolutely.
You know, but I'm not sure that, there's so much evidence now that other things are causing autism, and that it has nothing to do with vaccines, or if it does, it's a compounding.
It's too many. When we grew up, we had like 7 or 8. Now kids are having 20, 30, 40 or more. And some of them are not even necessary. There's one for a hepatitis that you only get through sex or blood transfusion.
Yeah,
but it's a powerful moneymaker for the doctors and for Big Pharma. And also parents wanted to save money. So they said, do more in one appointment so I don't have to come back and keep spending more money.
I think we can have a rational conversation about that without it leading to, oh my God, don't get the vaccine for COVID. You know, I mean, it's just like, but so far we haven't been able to reach that point. David, thank you for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603.
I'm John O'Hurley, and I support Paralyzed Veterans of America because our heroes have sacrificed so much for our independence.
I had just come home. I had noticed my legs were swelling. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed. PVA has brought me back to life.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. It left me paralyzed. I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
For more than 75 years, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to never leave a fallen hero behind. That's why Paralyzed Veterans of America is providing specialized medical care, life-changing treatments, benefits our heroes earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need. Our paralyzed veterans have helped us live the lives we enjoy today. It's our turn to give them the best lives possible. To learn more, go to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.